and welcome to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Welcome to our partner listeners in Voice of Bombay and Grossmoor National Park, Newfoundland, Sydney on Caper Radio, and CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, as well, of course, to all of our listeners here at CFMH here in the port city of St. John, where I'm broadcasting live. I got a great show lined up for you. I got a baker's dozen worth of songs. I've got some funk and fleck things. I've got some soul and fleck stuff. But first, let's just go with straight up pop. This one here is from Grant Lee Phillips, and it's called Good Morning Happiness here on Ear Candy.
I'm gonna wake up with a smile. I'm gonna wake up with the sun all bright. I'm gonna wake up with a smile. Open the shade, let in the light. Good morning, happiness. Good morning, happiness. Good morning, happiness. What a fine day. Gonna wake up with the birds, little birds that chirp away in song. Gonna wake up with the birds singing along. Good morning, happiness. Good morning, happiness. Good morning, happiness. What a fine day. Dream, it feels so real, where everybody is the same. Banging the drum, I remember it still. A good morning happiness. A good morning happiness. A good morning happiness. What a fine day. Good morning, happiness. Good morning, happiness. Good morning, happiness. What a fine day.
Tennis pro, why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna dim the light? Let that record play all night. Scramble yolking with the white. Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna do that? Cause I asked you. Cause I asked you to. Why would you wanna tell the truth? Furnish me with mathematical proof, or jump with me off of the roof. Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna hold me tight? Talk me out of my stage fright, or help me out with my rewrites? Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna do that? Because I asked you. Because I asked you to. So polite. Think about it. I'll be before you cross the street into my dreams between my sheets. Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna take it slow? Or tell me something I don't know. And when I say so, let it go. Why would you wanna do that? Why would you wanna do that? Because I asked you.
Benji Hughes with Vibe So Hot. Gotta have a lot of self-confidence to say stuff like that, even in a song. I think that's off of his double record called A Love Extreme. If you like that track, check it out. The track before that was Because I Asked You, a new one from Eleanor Friedberger, off of her new record called New Views. And she was a part of a sibling duo called The Fiery Furnaces that rose to some fame. But this is her third solo record since that band went on hiatus. And then we got things started with Grant Lee Phillips and Good Morning Happiness. I don't care what time of day you might be listening to this program. It's just an upbeat thing, right? If it's morning, hey, it gets you out of bed. If it's the afternoon, it still feels good. If it's evening, what the heck? It's kind of an all-purpose song that way. That's my thought about it anyway. Now, Eleanor Friedberger, I want to say a little bit about her new record. Because there's two things. Number one, she makes no bones about it. She says the 70s production style, that's her favorite. And I'm thinking, well, why isn't it everybody's favorite? That's when records had this nice warm tone and sound that seems to be missing in a lot of music now. And the other thing she said is that she unapologetically made a record that she liked. And I'm thinking, you mean all the other music you've been involved in, you've been trying to project what an audience might like? seems like a fool's game. I think Ricky Nelson said it many years ago, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. I think that's probably something she shouldn't have to apologize for, just to admit that this is the kind of record that I actually like. And it annoyed me too, because I saw a review of it and it was C-. So I'm thinking, you know, the school grade, I'm barely scraping by, and it surprised me. So I actually read the review, even though I've already listened to the record, I know the record. And I just thought, well, why C-? Because they must not be hearing what I'm hearing. And in fact, and this is the real key point here, they picked out that song that I just played for you because I asked you for special criticism, that it was emblematic of the problems with the record. Well, I think it's emblematic with what's right with the record. It's the best song on the record, and I hope you enjoyed it. And you can make up your own mind, critics be damned, right? All right, we're going to get things going here with some more tunes, and maybe just a little more of a bit of a rock edge to these pop tunes. We're going to play something from Sweet Apple, which is a supergroup of some sort, and then go back to the 90s Canadian act called Pure, and then finally a new track from Diane Coffey. And you're going to see a lot of similarities in terms of tempo and texture and just basic composition between the Pure song and the Diane Coffey song. So yeah, tune your ears into that. But first, this is Another Desert Skyline, Sweet Apple, here on Ear Candy.
On me, another teary eyeline. everything I need. A fearful soul, I got to know. And if I'm told, I'll just keep screaming. Sunday afternoon sidewalk revolution. I don't need your spiritual permission. Stand on the corner, preach down solutions. I don't need your spiritual pollution. 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 Spiritual pollution.
That is maybe Government, by Diane Coffey, a band that has released a record called Everybody's a Good Dog. Gotta like an album title like that. That's what I think. And what else? Oh, yes. Before that, we heard Spiritual Pollution by Pure, a band from the 90s, a West Coast Canadian band led by Geordie Birch, who does something else under a new name these days, but Spiritual Pollution off of one of their, I believe, two full lengths. And we started things off with Sweet Apple, another Desert Skyline. And that was a project between Jay Maskus and Robert Polland, and I think Mark Lanigan. Could be wrong about the last fellow. They've put out a record, and Another Desert Skyline is from that one, the one and only so far. So if you're interested, look up Sweet Apple. You'll find them. And I got thinking, when the Beatles broke up, it was kind of a parlor game to look at all their solo output and imagine, pun intended, what a Beatles record would sound like if you took all the best songs from all four of them. So I thought, the Bare Naked Ladies, I play them from time to time on the show, and they split with one of their co-founders, one of their lead songwriters and lead singers, Stephen Page, a number of years ago. And Stephen Page released a record a few years ago now called Page One. He's never released a follow-up, so I guess you can't say he's a page turner. Bad pun, sorry about that. But I wondered, you know, if we took one of his songs and took a Bare Naked Ladies song, if we could sort of do that old Beatles parlor game. Hey, I wonder what it would sound like if he was back with the band. And they've made it clear that that's not going to happen, that they had a choice between folding the band or continuing on without Stephen. That there wasn't any option of how do we continue with him. And you'll never know what goes on in the internal politics of a band, but that seemed to be their two choices. So I'm quite pleased from those two choices that they chose to carry on. I think they've released three records since the departure of Mr. Page. So we're going to play a couple of songs. We're going to play a New Shore, Stephen Page, off of his only solo record to date, solo pop record to date, called Page One. And A Matter of Time by the Bare Naked Ladies, off of their most recent record called Silver Ball, a reference to pinball machines. And just see where that gets us, okay? So let's just see if I can cue this up, if I know what I'm doing. This one here is A New Shore on Ear Candy.
As captain of this band of merry sailors, I'm a black mark, I'm a failure. But before you watch me drown, I'm relinquishing command for something I don't understand. This man's about to turn his whole life upside down. I set a course for a new shore. It looked the same as the one before, and I forgot what I've been sailing for and why I thought this time would be different. I do most of this by feeling let go of the wheel. The constellations do the navigation on their own. Whilst yearning for adventure, dreading censure in absentia, I would rather be at sea than be alone. Set a course for a new shore. It looked the same as the one before, and I forgot what I'd been sailing for and why I thought this time would be different. Off the charts we drew. They said there wasn't anything but fairy tales. I showed them it was you. I told them you were by.
slide off the shoulder. The car flips, your heart skips, and I'm sad and sober. I forfeit to you for the moment, swore this wasn't gonna go bad. More fits, guess it was a matter of time. At war with anything and anyone that you're with, I really gotta hand it to you for this. Guess it was a matter of time. I guess it was a matter of time. Time flies and goodbyes pile up behind you. You release, you make peace, they come back to find you. I forfeit to you for the moment, swore this wasn't gonna go bad. Forfeits, guess it was a matter of time. At war with anything and anyone that you're with, I really gotta hand it to you for this. Guess it was a matter of time. I guess it was a matter of time. Was it just a matter of time?
Time, time, time.
Maybe it was all in your mind.
Time.
Tell me, was that over the line?
Time,
'cause everybody's
time,
doing just fine.
Time.
I forfeit to you for the moment, swore this wasn't gonna go bend. Forfeits, guess it was a matter of time. We're at war with anything and anyone that you're with, I really gotta hand it to you for this. Guess it was a matter of time. I 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 guess it was a matter of time.
So many stories I had the world under my spell. Does this even ring a bell? I wonder, because don't you know who I was? Interest in me dissipated. All my methods antiquated. I've been cast away. Lost and friendless today. I made a name for myself when one could do such a thing. Reputation that's held together by a string. And so I chose to cherish those who think there's some purity, to fading into obscurity. What works on paper has the tendency to
father's gone, and as for the elves who used to do all the work around here, well, they're not gonna do it anymore. You kids can kiss your mother goodbye, and I'll give you 20 minutes to cry. She used to do all the work around here, but she's not gonna do it anymore. And you're getting too old to be cared for by me, and for that matter, this cake is baked, but I much prefer the batter. Perhaps in part because it had so much potential to be delicious and still be influential. I'm undecided.
Yeah, folks, that was Sloan, Fading Into Obscurity, and asking the question whether they can have a cake to be delicious and still influential, to make an artistic statement and be commercially successful. Yes, Canadian stalwarts, pop stalwarts Sloan. And before that, we heard Matter of Time from the Bare Naked Ladies off of Silver Ball, and A New Shore from Stephen Page off of Page One. And what did I learn from that exercise of playing the two former songwriters of Bare Naked Ladies back to back? Just that it sounds like both records sound like Bare Naked Ladies. You could take that Stephen Page song and plunk it right down and it would fit right in, just like the old times. But other than that, they are making the same kind of music you would expect them to make, just doing it separately. No worse, no better, no less, just different. That's all. The show is Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor. I hope your ears are having a good time, perking up, looking like Mr. Spock's. They're so attentive right now. That's what I'm hoping. I should say a shout out to my niece, Julie O'Connor, having her 20th birthday today. And in honor of that, we're going to play something a little funky, but something so positive. In a world filled with negativity, we're going to hear Lenny Kravitz. He's going to do a song called Life Ain't Never Been Better off of his Black and White America record. And I just got to get it queued up and you can hear it right here on Ear Candy.
I woke up this morning feeling thankful and grateful. So I got a little something that I want to say. You know, like a little prayer. Thank you. Thank you, God, that I am able. Got my shelter and food on the table. Got my health, don't need no pride. Everything I need you gave me inside. Life ain't never been better than it is now. I ain't lonely, I'm by myself. 'Cause when you got the Lord, you got all the wealth. Check me out, I am sailing. It's my time and there's no way that I'm failing. Been better than it is now. I know the world is really crazy, but that's the time we got to stop being
never been better than it is now. Life ain't never been better than it is now.
Blow, shorty! but all of my life, it's my life.
That easy. That is Diane Coffey, a project led by Sean Fleming. He came up with the name with it's a mashup of singer Diana Ross and a song called Mr. Coffey by obscure singer-songwriter Nathan Peckley. And Sean got to start basically doing voiceovers in Kim Possible and other Disney shows. But his first taste of music, what really turned him on to music, was he was not so subtly forced into choir at high school. He had a music teacher that was very passionate, and the very first day in choir practice was an aha moment for him. And you can see that love of voice and harmony in his work. And the second record of his, Diane Coffey's second record called Everybody's a Good Dog, is a winner. You want to check that out. Before that, speaking of winners, Joss Stone, Free Me. And that's off of, I think, her third record. She was having troubles with her record label and did a number of stunts to get out of her contract because they thought she was releasing and creating music too fast. Ha! Man, I can't believe that. Anyway, she did manage to break free, a record called Free Me. And as I was thinking, you know, she was a phenom, sort of a white soul singer from the UK, discovered at age 14, catapulted into popularity, very carefully and shrewdly marketed. And now that she's not doesn't have a major record label contract, I thought, you know, that probably her career is in a tailspin, because without that advertising muscle behind you, sometimes things don't go quite like you're used to it going. So I find it interesting when I put the show Ear Candy on Facebook. If you want to see what the songs are that we've played and I've maybe said them too fast or you forget, you just go to Ear Candy Facebook, put in my home station CFMH, because there's lots of Ear Candies out there. So when I do that, I put the artist name on and I put the, you know, the at Joss Stone, and it will tell you how many people follow that particular artist. So like the Beatles might be like 50 million. Well, Joss Stone was 1.5 million, and here I am thinking she's fairly obscure. You may not have heard of her before, but she has a big following. So that was a surprise to me. So good on her as an independent artist, doing it her way and delivering to fans something that they love. We started things off with Life Ain't Ever Been Better, Lenny Kravitz off of Black and White America. Lenny's been around a long time. That's really good stuff. He references James Brown in the song, so I think that was inspiration. And he features something unusual in a sort of rock pop song. It features a trombone solo. Pretty cool, right? And who better to do a trombone solo on your record than Trombone Shorty? And he is a trombone player from New Orleans. He's 30 years old these days. His real name is actually Troy Andrews, but he got his start in the music business just by playing at these live New Orleans gigs uninvited in the crowd with his trombone when he was just a kid. See, that's where the Shorty name comes from, because he's not short. He's a full-grown trombone player these days. Anyway, we're getting down toward the end of the show. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. I hope I've treated your ears just fine. You do want to come back next week for more of this. If you're listening here at CFMH on the UNBSJ campus, that's every Thursday between 5 and 6. And check your local listings for airing times and our radio partners, Voice of Bombay, Caper Radio, CKXU, and Lethbridge, okay? All right, one more song. We're going to play something called Submarines of Stockholm from A.C. Newman. He's the leader of the New Pornographers, a well-known Canadian pop band. So this is Submarines of Stockholm here on Ear Candy.
Series of highlights and holy love.